This is All Things Considered. I'm Will Michaels. A Confederate monument nicknamed Silent Sam has been standing on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill since 1913. For many, it's a harmless hunk of metal that commemorates students who fought for the South in the Civil War, or a historic reminder of a less than glorious past. But increasingly, Silent Sam has come to symbolize violence and white supremacy, inextricably tied to slavery, racism, and oppression. UNC graduate student Maya Little wanted that sentiment reflected on the face of the statue. Last week, she dumped some of her own blood and red paint on it. She was arrested moments later, her black clothes covered in red. She's facing a charge of defacing a public monument, and here to talk more about her action and the presence of Silent Sam on campus is Maya Little. Welcome, Maya.
How's it going?
Good. You've been part of the protests against Silent Sam since last year. Fast forwarding to April 30th, can you give me an idea of what prompted you to take that particular action?
For one, it's this kind of the way that the university and the administrators of the university have responded to student activists. And by responding, I mean haven't at all reached out to them. They kind of came up with this history task force, and it was supposed to come up with a solution, taking in mind student activists and the things that they've experienced at the statue, the white supremacist threats. Instead, they wanted to put a Bluetooth hotspot next to Silent Sam. So I felt that that's not the proper context. Racism at UNC didn't end in 1913. It's continuing. It's happening right now. And this statue is not just... it's not just a dedicated by racist. It's not just built by racists. It's not just founded upon this idea of white supremacy. It's also founded upon the violence towards black people. That is the other side of white supremacy that is kind of quickly swept away and sanitized and whitewashed. It is founded upon black blood.
On the day that you took this action, you released a statement that was largely directed at Chancellor Carol Folt, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. There is a state law that widely protects public monuments, including Confederate statues. There seems to be some disagreement about the interpretation of that law and who can or cannot take a Confederate statue down. But I'm just wondering, given that, why not direct your actions at the legislature instead of directly at UNC or the chancellor?
Because I think that Chancellor Folt does have the legal imperative and, more importantly, the moral imperative to remove the statue. The state legislature, the Board of Governors has already told UNC, has already signaled to the students, has already signaled to us that they don't care about the university. They don't care about black students at the university. They don't care about our lives. They have already signaled that very clearly.
Just so we're clear, what do you mean by the Board of Governors not caring about students of color?
They want the Board of Governors, they want to protect the monument. Chancellor Folt claims that the monument drains goodwill on our campus. So if it drains goodwill on our campus, and she knows that it doesn't do anything for our campus. In fact, it's dangerous. It is a danger to black students. It is a danger to every black person who comes on that campus and is dehumanizing. Then why doesn't she take charge of moving it? Why doesn't she act as a leader, as the leader of our campus? It's also when we talk about federal law, Title IX, Title IV, Title VI, the imperative to create a campus free of racial hostility. Tell me how a Confederate monument dedicated by someone who talked about whipping, in his own words, a Negro wench until her skirt was in tatters, doesn't create a racially hostile environment.
You're talking about Julian Carr, who dedicated the statue in 1913.
Right. It's a moral imperative to protect the lives of black students on this campus. It's a legal imperative because, it violates federal law. It's also an imperative as an academic institution. What does this say about us as an academic institution if we don't listen to our historians? If we don't listen to the 15 departments who signed statements in support of removing Silent Sam?
It seems to me that time and again, when these questions are asked, though, it comes back to whether or not the university is breaking a law by moving or removing it.
I mean, when we talk about this idea of breaking a law, there have been plenty of people who have broken laws to protect their community and to fight for actual justice. I mean, we have a whole legacy of that in North Carolina, too, that we don't commemorate. I mean, we have, the Greensboro sit-ins. We have a history of sit-ins in Chapel Hill. We have a whole history of breaking the law to fight for what's right. The first Freedom Riders were arrested in Chapel Hill in 1947, and they were tried. And I think in the same courthouse that I'll be tried in 1949. and sent to segregated chain gangs. So we have a whole history of that, too, that we don't think about, we don't commemorate.
You released a statement when you took this action directed at the chancellor. The university and the chancellor at large have not responded directly to that.
Mm-hmm.
Given that, do you think that what you did still had its intended effect?
Yes, because again, what I'm also trying to expose is not just this notion of the chancellor saying, oh, I don't have any power to do this. I mean, again, I can lay out the legal ways that she can do this. And many law professors, many people have already done this. But again, what does she do? What actions does she take? So she says she can't move the monument, so she doesn't do anything about the monument. But she takes the actions to clean the monument, to make sure within a minute that my blood and the paint was washed off, to send campus police to make sure that no protesters were standing around the monument. I mean, campus police were very aggressive in pulling away protesters from that monument after that action. Campus police also ripped up our signs, our protest signs that we've been using for a month. They ripped them up and threw them in the trash can. So I directed at Chancellor Fault because what I predicted was right. When Chancellor Fault acts, she acts to maintain the image of this university. She doesn't act for the students. She doesn't act for myself or other Black students. But she does act to protect this image.
We talked about the university and the chancellor have not directly responded to your action last Monday, but you've gotten plenty of reaction in other ways. You've gotten everything from support and solidarity to death threats via social media. You were talking about the university's reaction matching your expectations. Did that reaction match what you expected?
Yeah, it did, because these death threats have been coming in since we've been occupying the statue, since we've been having our daily sit-in. I mean, like, they've come in kind of force now that my name is out there. But, I mean, we've experienced these things. Like, students who've been protesting the statue have already experienced these things. And we've been telling the chancellor, we've been telling UNC that we've been experiencing these things.
Given all of the context that we've talked about so far, what do you think about Silent Sam? I mean, will it still be standing in a year or two?
I mean, Silent Sam will eventually come down. I mean, this is kind of the progress of history. This is like where we're at now. I think people, especially in my generation, feel unconnected to these statues. They see them as the symbols of hate that they are. They see them as representing this larger issue of institutional racism. Eventually, these statues are going to come down. Maybe soon, maybe 20 years from now, we don't know. The thing is, though, is when Chancellor Fault and others reflect back on that, well, they're going to say, what did we do to support that?
Maya, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Maya Little is a PhD student in history at UNC Chapel Hill. We reached out to the university. They declined our invitation for an interview, but referred us back to Chancellor Fault's statement that says she would like to move the statue, but state law prevents her from doing so.